Among the people who changed my life was a remarkable young woman named Sister Marie Bernadette. To me, she was tall and statuesque, but when I met her, I was a 6-year-old runt. I think now she was just a 20-something nun of average height, but with a stellar passion for teaching. When I first encountered her in a classroom full of 32 squirming kids, I was illiterate. Within a couple of months of making her acquaintance, I could read books and write cursive penmanship. We forget this about teachers. It's not enough for them to inspire us or to make us feel capable of great things. Not enough just to talk at us, however eloquently. They also have to actually convey to us a skill, the test of which is our ability to do the thing well without them. This is true whether you're learning to drive a nail, sew on a button, conduct a reliable scientific experiment, play the piano, or fire up a nuclear power plant. These are not native abilities. They're learned, and we learn them from teachers, who build on the sum of human ingenuity augmented by thousands of years of practice. My first soccer coach, Mr. Van Buchem, taught us to kick the ball with our instep, not our toe. He did this by having us play barefoot for a whole week, spraining and stubbing our toes till we absorbed the lesson with our bodies. Learning to read under Sister Bernadette was a gradual process of first learning letters, then their sounds, and finally words and sentences. In a kind of slow-motion miracle, the black marks on the pages of our skinny readers arranged themselves into sound and meaning. As for writing, I recall the exact moment when I learned how to do it. We'd practice making circles and up-and-down strokes, always using a pencil and lined half-sheets of loose-leaf paper. Then one day, Sister showed us how to write the letter I in cursive lowercase, a hand motion up and back down and up again like conducting music, then a careful dot. I filled the page with shaky letter I's, and by the end of the page, an amazing thing happened. Instead of ragged scrawl, I had made a recognizable cursive letter I. In short order, we were on to the letter T and then L, and pretty soon we'd written the whole lowercase alphabet, and then we tackled capitals and practiced writing our names. And Sister would come around patiently to each kid and help us, putting her gentle hand over ours, helping us form the letters of our names. And in so doing, giving us a gift that would grow larger and greater every day for a lifetime.